Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon 183. Our thought and our video on this episode is there is a season for everything. Think about that for a moment, because that's why we're here. There is a season for everything. Paprika, pepper, curry. No. that's a completely other episode, podcast, show. All right. So there is a season for everything. I am talking about time. I'm talking about the actual seasons. I'm talking about the seasons of life. This video is calming trees in the springtime, and it is their season to bloom. And there are times in our lives when we bloom brighter and greater than other times in our life, versus when we are staid and steadfast, and versus when our leaves are falling off. There is a time for our seasons. You'll look at your life, and it starts in your 20s, where you say, wow, maybe even when you're teens, this was one of the best years of my life. And then another decade goes by. These two were some of the best years of my life. And another decade goes by. And you'll hear older people say, oh, the best time of my life was when I was this age and when I was this age. And they can be 20 years apart. It was their season to bloom, their season to be the best who they thought at that time they could be, or that they were doing the things they wanted to do at the top of their game. Now, maybe nobody else noticed it, but they noticed it in themselves. I'm at the top of my game. I feel good about my family, even if it's just you. I feel good about my work, whether you're working for a big company or a solopreneur. I feel good about my health. I am getting my proper exercise and eating correctly. I'm good about my financial situation. I got money in the bank. So, and then things change. And that is life. And there is nothing wrong with the change of seasons. It is natural. Those beautiful blooms on those trees, those pink flowers, are going to fall and change into fruits, change into leaves, drop off completely, and something new will emerge. So, you're not eating as healthy as you used to. The money in the bank, a lot of it's gone. The job, well, things didn't go as you thought they were going to go. In the family, it's just changed the dynamic. The time for everything, the seasons, the time, the change. I want to say lots of words at the same time because that is how life is. There's so many things going on all at once, and there's a time for it because the seasons are going to change, the seasons of your life. When you're blooming from teenagehood into adulthood, and you're feeling excited yet anxious about life, then you move on into your 30s and you start to think, do I need to do this? I need to do this. And you don't. You feel societal pressures. You feel family pressures that aren't there, but you let them weigh on you. You get into your 40s, and what you haven't accomplished in your 30s, you let weigh on you even more. You don't have to live somebody else's life. You don't have to be like your parents. You don't have to be like all the people who told you this is the way it should be. But you let it weigh on you because you're trying to please other people in that season of your life. And then you get to the next decade and you have new thoughts. Well, I don't care what people think anymore. I've done this, 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 it's my turn. And then you get to the next decade and you're like, well, if I haven't done it by now, I better do it. Because I had dreams when I started and this is what I wanted. I recently watched a documentary and it talked about people from their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and how it was a U-curve. Peoples in their 20s were at their brightest and happiest and go-getting, and then they let the pressures of life weigh down on them, even if they were imaginary. The pressures they felt that they needed to do and accomplish because they thought that's what was expected of them by society, by the family. And then they let go of those things and decided it was time to be true to me, true to what I've wanted to do with my life. And now it's time to live my life, and got happier after turning 50 on to 60. And in the 60s, we're happy again, like a 20-year-old, enjoying things, approaching life without all of the pressures that they let others put on them, all the expectations that they let others put on them. It was a fascinating study, and I just talked to someone who had the same thing. I was in jury duty the last couple days, and I met this lovely lady, juror 224, and we had a nice little talk. And that is exactly what she said about the seasons of her life. That her being in her mid-50s and a mom of a 12-year-old, that all these people were putting expectations on her entire life. And then she took over. And the last 2 years, she has changed her life to be happier. To be herself and to live for herself and her son. And to not worry what other people think of her. And not worry about all the expectations that were laid upon her by her family, by culture, and by subculture. She decided it was time in this season of her life to get healthy, to start eating better, to start exercising, to have a job that she enjoys doing that she can telework from and only has to go in the office 2 days a week, to send her son to a school that he likes and she likes for him, and to be proud to be a mother of her age, whatever age that is, because it's inside, not necessarily on the outside. Of an elementary age boy, way past when other people are thinking about having families. She is an example of the seasons of the life, and when you are prepared for it and you're prepared to be happy, it is prepared for you too. It is there waiting for you to grab onto it and enjoy the seasons of your life. Because it will be cyclical. There will be times when your flowers are flowering. You turn to content in your green days. You'll feel tired in the days of fall, and you'll feel dormant in your own days of winter. But guess what? That spring is going to come around in you. You're going to get some liveliness back in your step, and you're going to go out there and get it again. because that is the seasons of our life, and it is the seasons of time. It's a beautiful thing, my friends. This life, enjoy it. This episode is dedicated to my new friend, Jer224, to enjoy and be mindful of your life.